This week, we answer a viewer's email.
How do those signs change color?
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is TWiT. Video and audio bandwidth provided by CacheFly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, OMG Chad. This is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. This week we're answering a viewer's email. It starts off, "Hi Chad, I've been wondering how to make color text in Minecraft. I've seen many videos but can never get it to work. Would you please show me the most efficient way to do this? If this includes installing MC Edit, please do a tutorial on how to do that for the Mac. Thanks, AG909. Well, AG909, I'm going to go ahead and show how to do this with signs because it's the simplest way to do it. And changing the color seems simple enough. There's even a Minecraft wiki page on which formatting code that you should use to add to signs. Seems like just adding a symbol in front of your text will make the text format to the color you want. But it's actually not that simple. You can't just add the symbol and number in front of the text you want in-game. You are correct, we will need to use an external program like MC Edit. But good news is that MC Edit is free and cross-platform, so you can use it on a PC or a Mac. Let me show how to do it. So first, we are going to create a new world. We'll just go ahead and throw it in creative and make it a super flat. Why not? Go ahead and create this up. And once we're in here, let's just go ahead and grab a sign. This is what you would do in your world. Oh, look, a little village is right over there. And I'm just going to throw down a few signs. I'm actually going to make sure they're all blank. I'm going to make a few that aren't blank. This is OMG Chad. And by the way, quick tip, if you want to go up a level, you can use your arrow keys. A lot of people think that the only way to go through levels is to hit enter. You can use your arrow keys to go up or down. Quick tip for you. So we'll hit done on that one, and we'll just add another blank sign just right here. So once you're done with this, go ahead and exit Minecraft. Quit it entirely. Next, we're heading on over to mcedit.net. And as you can see, there are downloads to all of the different versions of MC Edit. We're going to use Mac OS because that is what we're running on this computer. And what you'll need to download is first this zip of the MC Edit. And let's go ahead and download. And then you need to install Xquartz, which is a completely different website. It's this Xquartz, and you'll click this Xquartz 2.7.5 or whatever newer version is available. You have to install Xquartz first. So once you've downloaded, and it looks like it just finished there. There we are. Now it's downloaded. It's going to open. Xquartz is kind of like a framework that MC Edit will use, and that's what makes it so easy to use across all these platforms. Just go ahead and breeze. I'm sure we've all read the EULA, right? Breeze through all of this. Type in your password. Now, once Xquartz is installed, head on over here in the MC Edit folder. You just unzip it, and it's the application. So you can drop that into your applications. I had a previous version of MC Edit installed. Search in Spotlight for MC Edit or go to your applications folder to open it and open that baby up. Once you're here, go ahead and click Load World. We had just created this new world today, so this is the one we want. Go ahead and click Load. So here we are in our little world. The signs are represented by these planks here. And you can see there's that village that we saw before. This is our player, this is our spawn position, and this is our little selector block. You can switch between this view to sort of fly around in and a view where your camera position is locked and you have a cursor by right-clicking, and that's for both Mac and PC. So let's go ahead and just choose one of these signs. If you click one, you can tell the MC Edit knows that this is a sign, and I can just double-click it. And now I have all four rows just like I would in the game, except that I can click between them. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. And then there's this one, which I had used before, which is exactly the same. I have everything that I wrote already. It does have some sort of Unicode screwiness right there. But if you double-click this sign, and from here there is a color code picker right here. So let's say that I wanted to use red. Just click it, and it adds the syntax for red, that weird squiggly, and the number 4 denotes to the game that anything written after that will be shown in red. Hooray! And I can type that in there. Next, I can just choose light blue, and we'll go through a few different blues. So I'll type out B, and then we'll do, let's say, light blue, L, and then let's go maybe back to blue, U, and then back to light blue, and then E. So that's blue. Now, on the wiki, there are other versions of that you can do. Instead of just color, you can also do bold, highlight, underscore, that sort of thing. I couldn't figure out an easy way to get this squiggly in here, so what I would suggest, choose a color, and then delete whatever is in front of the weird squiggly, and then write your own in. So if you wanted something italicized, O is what I want. I'll say, this is slanted. Woo! Just like that. If I wanted to, and then once I'm done, I hit OK. If I want to change something else, I can easily do that over here. So I can have high now be in the color of yellow. So it'll say hi, just like it said before, but now it'll be yellow, and so on and so on. So that is the simple way to edit signs in MC Edit. The cool thing is you don't need to use a filter. You don't need to select the block that you want, go over to filter, run a Python script. This is without any filters in the normal MC Edit. Anyone can do this without downloading any extra tools. Now, to make sure that your changes stick, go ahead and click this MC Edit up here. Go ahead and click Save or use Control S. And then you can go ahead and quit out and let's open up our Minecraft world. And voila! Just like that, we have colored text in Minecraft. You can see that this is italicized. Up there is red. Over here we had the yellow. Oh, apparently I deleted the S from This Is OMG Chad. And this one we decided just not to do anything with because I really only needed 2 signs. So that's the easiest way to make colors happen on signs. One thing to keep in mind is if you are using something like underline, italicized, strike through, one of those sort of modifiers, they will not respect the modification after you've changed the color. But if it's the other way around, everything works fine. So if you were to say, start a sentence where you wanted it to be red and then have it underlined halfway through, you could do that. But if you wanted something to be underlined all the way through and then changed to red, the underline would disappear after you change the color to red. Just something to keep in mind. And that about wraps it up for this episode of OMG Craft. Thanks so much for watching, and thanks so much for emailing in. If you want to email me, feel free to send some mail on over to mail@omgcraft.com. And my personal channel is at youtube.com/omgchad. This channel, youtube.com/omgcraft, to make sure you subscribe and get every future episode in the future. See you next time. Bye!